Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our Alan Schar talk this morning. Alan, the Senate race in Arizona, the Democrat has pulled it out. Kyrsten Sinema has won the open U.S. Senate seat in the race that was among the most closely watched in the nation.
Well, yeah, and Arizona is not a typical place. I mean, a Democrat hasn't won in years and years and years. Here we had a race with two women. Arizona has never had a woman senator. And it does show that increasingly we have seen a blue wave. It may not be, you know, Hawaii 5-0 beginning blue wave, but it's a pretty big wave. A whole bunch of congressional seats have gone up. In the meantime, there's some very troubling things happening in the country. We see the Dow Jones going down 2.3%. That's huge, over 600 points. The president, in his usual bombastic way, is flailing at everybody, blaming Democrats and blaming Barack Obama and blaming Michelle Obama, whose new blockbuster book points at the president for being irresponsible in creating the kind of potential violence that's going on in this country. Overnight, we are seeing a great deal of what can only be called dissonance in the country.
Speaking of which, gatherings about protecting the special counsel Robert Mueller, we see the case moving along. And the special counsel witness says he expects to be charged in the Mueller probe, the former InfoWars Washington bureau chief. This is Jerome Corsi. In an interview with ABC News yesterday, said, "I think my only crime was that I supported Donald Trump. That's my crime. And now I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life for cooperating with them," he later added.
Well, it remains to be seen who goes to jail for the rest of their life. Corsi, of course, is not a young man. And Roger Stone has been predicting and apparently been told that he's going to be charged. And as you know, he's a trickster who has been around for a long time and who really has been sort of asking for this. But I suppose nobody really feels that they do. In the meantime, Trump has been so irresponsible that the chaos that people are feeling in this country, knowing that he has no bottom. So it is a potpourri of problems created by this president. It's being shown in the stock market. It's being shown among the American populace, who are becoming more and more fearful. It's being shown in the blue results in the campaign. And the more that happens, the more desperate this guy is going to become, this president.
To Saudi Arabia. Quote, "Tell your boss, recording is seen to link Saudi Crown Prince to Khashoggi killing." From the Times this morning, Alan, shortly after the journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed last month at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, a member of the kill team made a call to a superior, recording seen as the strongest evidence yet connecting the Saudi Crown Prince to Mr. Khashoggi's death.
Yeah, what are they going to do? More and more, one and one makes two. It does look like this team had close ties to the Crown Prince, that if, in fact, you have a president of the United States who is depending on his relationships with them, who say that, in fact, he's done personal business with them and then denied that, you have his counting on the Saudis in his war with Iran, and he can't do without them. And you see the guy who's running the country is suspected of having dispatched a kill team to kill a Washington Post columnist who was living in this country. I mean, how do you dismiss it? How do you get rid of it? The other thing that occurs to me, David, here is the idea that anybody who says anything in any embassy in a foreign country is out of their minds. They had recordings, which everybody now has heard of the murder, and have been sent to everybody. The Canadians are the latest to say they've heard it, presumably because the British got a copy. And it is extraordinary that none of these embassies have any safe walls. I'm not calling for it, of course. I'm delighted that they have it. But we know that when these buildings are built in foreign countries, you can be sure that there are listening devices within their walls.
Alan, we've heard these proposals before, but this from the Times Union Capital Confidential writes, "Upstate secessionists ramp up efforts ahead of Democratic takeover of legislature, pushed for New York to be divided into autonomous regions, are trying to drum up support for the idea of a two- or three-part state. The resolution would create a, quote, new Amsterdam."
You know, David, this has been going on for a long, long time. We've been seeing this kind of stuff. Sometimes it's upstate which wants to secede. Sometimes it's New York City wants to secede. The one thing that the Republicans are having trouble with here is that they are about to lose power, and it becomes very difficult for them to accept that. And then you have newspapers making hay out of, you know, what are clearly spurious attempts. It is fun, but it's not going to happen.
our political observer, Alan Chertok, joining us. And a note to our listeners in the North Country and over those higher elevations today, you're under winter weather advisories, and that snow has been coming down very early this morning. They could see up to 8 inches in those little regions, Alan, and that's dangerous.
It sure is. Everybody has to be very careful. Get those snow tires on.